Megan?
Yes.
Could you please tell us about this crush that you have that is not dumb at all on Seth, and please rub yourself while you're doing it?
Okay. One, I can't rub myself. Two, I am so sorry to Phoebe. I don't want to upset her. Three, I believe it's because of the puppies.
So it is the dog that
did
it.
And the voice. The dogs and his voice. First, it was your voice, Drew, and I was super attracted to it, and then I kept listening.
Gross.
And Seth's voice just, like, took me over.
Hey!
So wait, so my voice was, like, the gateway, and then now
it
you, like...
the catcher.
Thank you. But for some reason, you evolved from my voice to Seth's voice?
I like them both. I like them both, but he loves dogs, and I'm scared of cats, so he won.
Scared of cats? Sure. Who's scared of cats? So what is it about Seth's voice that
all right, I think we're good here. A voice is a voice.
Seth is holding up a sign that says, ask her what she's wearing.
Oh, my work uniform.
What do you do?
I serve lovely tables all day.
Aw, what type of restaurant?
The Outback Steakhouse, the free bread and the great steak.
Oh, yeah.
Seth said he'd love to bury his face in your blooming onion.
No, only Phoebe's. I just want the dogs.
Would you just
she's stuck in the dogs?
Yeah. So just out of curiosity, no. Would you dog sit while Seth and Phoebe get it on in the other room?
Of course. Only if I can listen.
Oh, dude,
this is great.
This is your threesome partner,
and I love Outback.
Yes.
Give him a little curbside service, if you know what I mean. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Say no more. Have you had a threesome with a couple before?
No, I have never done that. I would love to. Seth and Phoebe be the first.
Describe yourself for us, Megan.
I'm the only one clapping.
Yes. 5'6", mm-hmm. Ashy blonde hair, mm-hmm. Green blue eyes.
Okay. Like what I'm hearing so far.
Muscular build.
Muscular build. I like that.
Yes.
What do you tip the scales at these days, young lady?
Oh, come on, Carabo.
Just asking.
145.
Nice.
Hell yeah. Right. That's muscle, dude.
Athletic build.
I'm eating. I ain't missing no meals.
There you go. Oh, man. I love what's happening here. So if you were in bed with Seth and Phoebe, on whom would you pay more attention?
Phoebe.
So you'd be okay with Seth just watching in the corner with a raincoat on?
She didn't say that.
Raincoat?
I don't know.
That would be nice, too.
Wow. Dude, this is hurt. Are you looking at her Facebook right now?
I can't find it. Oh. I can't find it.
Oh.
I tried.
I mean,
should we get Phoebe on a patch and them three together?
Can you hold on for me while we get Phoebe on the phone? Just hang on. On the other side of the break, we're going to get Phoebe. I want to facilitate this
tell
threesome.
Phoebe not to be mean. We're not going to put her on.
You just said tell my wife not to be mean.
Well, I mean, she's a listener. She's a consumer. We don't want to be mean to her.
No, but it was okay to piss all over a 13-year-old kid.
What did I do?
Nothing. You didn't say hi to him.
So what?
Little Billy's crying.
You both said, somebody said, hey, guys, what's up? I love the show. You say thank you. We don't all have to chime in.
When we come back, we're going to see if we can facilitate a three out of between Seth, Phoebe, and Bloomin' Megan.
Spoiler alert, not going
to
happen.
All right, joining us on the phone right now, we talked to Megan before the break. Hello, Megan.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Quite well, thank you very much. Don't act like I'm not your sloppy seconds. Seth is here.
Hey.
Hey.
We tweeted out during the break to tease people with what was coming up that... Seth and Phoebe might have a threesome, and it might include you.
I didn't know we were going to have a threesome, Garabo.
Nice.
And so Phoebe did tweet, will she go to bar class with me? B-A-R-R-E. Have you ever done a bar class?
I have danced for 16 years, and I'm not sure what a bar class is, but I will do it with Phoebe.
All I heard is I'll do it with Phoebe. Phoebe, would you... Tell your new BFF / Leslie lover there what a bar class entails, please.
Well, I'm actually getting ready to go to bar class now. It's like Pilates, yoga, and ballet, and it's to make your booty look good.
Oh, I'm in for making the booty look good.
Okay, good. So weird.
Not for me.
No,
keep talking.
So much respect. So much respect, Phoebe. I love you, and I love Seth and the show, and you guys are awesome, and like I respect the relationship.
All right. Forget about respect. We're not here to talk about respect, Aretha Franklin.
Take your clothes off.
Now, Phoebe, Megan said that she has never had a threesome before. She's always wanted to, and she said that you and Seth are number one on her dream list. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, this whole thing is so bizarre to me. Like, what is this life? that I'm just sitting here drinking iced coffee, and all of a sudden someone's trying to have a threesome with me and my husband.
That's how it happens.
I mean, you can't plan these things.
Answer the man's question.
What was the question again?
I don't know.
How do you feel about this?
You know, it's cool. I appreciate her desire to be a third person in our bed. However, I just feel like if that ever happened with Steph and I, that it would be someone that we don't know, we'd never see again, and probably wouldn't like our Instagram pictures later.
Oh.
I don't know.
Those can be deleted.
I was going to say, Megan, would you sacrifice following Seth on Instagram and your life?
I think I'd have to. In my life.
Because, you know, they don't ever want to see you again. So maybe, like,
I barely post, so it wouldn't be a big loss.
Yeah. So, and maybe you move to, like, you know, Alabama or Nebraska. Are there any other states you have designs on?
Oh, well, I live far away from you guys anyway. I'm down south, so it would be perfect. Oh. And I would just disappear.
Down south. That's what we're talking about.
We're talking about some down south
right.
action. Where down south do you live?
Punta Gorda, so
way down
too
south.
Far,
fat
but
point.
It's,
fat tip.
Yeah, fat point is way down there. Like, that's about an hour and a half drive. So unless you're going to see Pitbull Toddler play down there, you'll never run into her.
Never run into her.
Not like you're going to go down to the Kawa and there she is.
Hey, Phoebe, Nikki sent you pictures of Megan. She wanted me to let you know that.
My phone has vibrated on my head, so it sounds like that was the picture coming in.
She sent the one with the Tig Bitties?
I'm a little nervous. I'm a little nervous that she's trying to be my dog's new mommy, though.
No.
Oh.
No.
You can't
think
like that
so
if you want to have a successful
threesome. And I couldn't
threesome.
Give them away, so I just want to pet the puppies, and you can have them back.
Pet the puppies. You heard it here first.
I'm obviously a little more protective of my dogs than my husband.
As well you should be. And plus, she sounds like she's a little bit more interested in the kitty than the puppies.
Oh, dear. Well, this is very nice. I do appreciate it. I just don't. You know, I just don't think I'm in the market for a threesome currently. However, if I ever am in that market, you'll be the first person that I call, Megan.
Just forget about everything you just heard Phoebe say. Megan, have you any, I know Phoebe has limited experience with other girls without a dude there. Megan, how much experience do you have with other girls?
Just one.
What happened?
We were at it's embarrassing, but I was at a mud fest. To be quite honest with you, it's something called Redneck Yacht Club. I'm not very proud of it, but it happened, and it was there, and it was a little muddy, to say the least.
Tell us what happened. Did you do it in the mud?
No, in the tent. But we were covered, not covered, but there was mud on us, so it was, it had to be touched.
And how far did you go with this hussy?
Okay, we'll say third base. Am I
listening? Third base. Okay. Well, what's
nice music?
What's thank you. What's fourth base with two girls? Like if
I don't know the basis when it comes to
neither.
Women.
Like when it's
women
two girls.
Women, yeah.
Like what is third base?
Is third a home run? Did I hit the home run?
Did you do everything that one could possibly do with another girl?
She doesn't know baseball.
I mean, I guess so.
Touch them all.
I hit a home run.
Touch them all.
She's got a great phone connection, too.
That's another plus for her. But it sounds to me like Phoebe might be a little bit trepidatious. So
why don't you guys just direct message each other on Instagram and see where it goes from there?
There you go, Megan. Hit Phoebe up. You obviously already have Seth on your side. You just need to work on Phoebe a little bit. Show up at the bar class on Friday night. And the way to a girl's heart is through her yoga pants.
That's true.
Thanks, guys.
I'm open to having a pen pal. So if you wanted to, you know, direct message back and forth and just, you know.
You should do
maybe
that.
Maybe not in the giving up my husband currently. And I just go to grab coffee before bar class tonight. And then Tesla from Kawa has given me her phone number to give Seth.
What?
Hold on. We're going to hang up on Megan. Megan, thank you for your interest. I'm sorry.
Thanks, guys. Please, love the show.
Don't stop listening to our show just because you got rejected by two people who are associated with our show.
Not
thank
me.
You. Thank you.
I didn't. It was all welcomed.
Thank you. Thank you.
No rejection here. It's from Phoebe.
Now, Phoebes, Tekla, the coffee crush, gave you her phone number?
Yeah, I just went through the drive-thru, and I went through over the weekend, and she was there as well, and Seth wasn't with me then, and she kept saying how she hasn't seen him for a while, and I said, oh, you know, he's been riding his bike to the other Kawa, so he hasn't been coming to this one, and she said, oh, I understand, tell him I miss him.
Aww.
And then I went today, and she said, I heard that They were trying to get me on his radio show to interview me about Kahwa, but the phone line was busy when I tried to call. So I said, well, why don't you just write your number down for me, and I'll pass it along.
Oh.
Because I didn't really want to give out his phone number, you know?
Sure.
So I just took hers. So now we have Declan's phone number.
Oh, my God. Look at you, the trim coordinator.
Trim.
So, Seth, congratulations, man. 2 in 1 day. This is great.
Well, nothing's happening. Because
you're in the red zone, man. You need to convert this.
Yeah.
Well, this referee keeps throwing flags on me, so I keep moving back.
I don't know, man.
Man,
I promised this guy shower sex after I work out tonight, and he's still going after other ladies.
I'm not going after anything. I'm just here at work. The ladies they like the show.
When the fish jump in your boat, it's your job to bludgeon them and then eat them.
Somebody's got to do it.
Someone.
Oh, is that right?
It's a horrible analogy, but listen, have fun at your bar, class. Thank you for joining us and for playing along, and look forward. Would you mind if we call Tekla tomorrow, guys? Kushners, is that okay?
That's fine with me.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see who's a better partner for a threesome, Tekla.
No, don't bring up a threesome with Tekla.
I won't right away.
Please, because I'll never be able to go back there.
You're not going back there anyway.
It's a very wholesome lady.
All right. Then I'll just test the waters a little bit in my gentle Drew Garabo way, and we'll see if we can't get organized for you guys.
I hate your way.
Thank you. Thank you, Phoebe. Have a great bar class, and let us know how it goes tomorrow as Seth hopefully attends with you.
I will. And did you see I was nice to Megan? I wasn't mean to her.
She's crying right now, but it's not because of you.
No.
It's just because of rejection.
I'd love to hear the convo Seth's going to get later.
Oh, man. Will the word Megan be mentioned while you're having shower sex?
God, I hope not. I mean, I like her. She's a nice girl, but I'm just trying to have some shower sex with my husband.
All right. Then wait till afterwards to bring it up, Seth.
Oh, all right.
Or if you want the ride of your life, bring it up during. And hold on.
Oh, Jesus.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
No.
All right. I got it.
Thank you, Phoebe. Have yourself a great night and enjoy the shower.
Thanks. See you later.
Bye. You're a stud, dude.
Get out of here.
Hello. Here we go again. This is the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Track of the Day. Don't tell any of your stupid friends.
Laura, the author of 101 Nights of Great Sex, the new edition, like Bobby Brown. How are you today, Laura?
I am great. Is this Drew or Kevin?
I'm Drew. Kevin is here, too.
Hey.
So is Seth.
I love sex.
And we're all delighted to speak to you today, Laura.
That's great. Who's the one that said you have to show her some heart to win?
I think that was probably me. It sounds like one of those very insightful things that I am known for saying.
And you know what? If her heart melts, her legs will follow.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I like heart melting. I like leg melting even more. I was reading on the back cover of your book, because I did read it cover to cover. You got an endorsement from Gwyneth Paltrow on Goop.com saying, this is not just another sex book. 101 Nights of Great Sex uses secret sealed seductions with special instructions for a love task. Where did you come up with the concept of putting 101 sealed concepts together to keep the spark alive in the bedroom, Laura?
Well, what do you think is the number one sexual complaint of couples?
Okay, number one, no threesomes.
Well, that probably should be, since that's the most popular male and female sexual fantasy.
Yeah, I would say probably like things getting stale, things, running out of inventive ideas.
Yeah, and so, you know, we all know we should spice up the relationship, but we still don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we do it? Why do you think? I mean, we know we should, but we still don't do it, right?
Because we're lazy and uncreative, Laura Korn.
Well, I think it's because we don't have to. I mean, we have to go to work. We have, we have to take care of our kids and all that. So when you do the book, so I kept thinking, how would you do a book that you don't read? You know, you see that the pages are stuck together.
Oh, yes, they are.
Did you?
Seth, were you reading this book? Because these pages are all stuck together.
My apologies.
You naughty boy. No, they are stuck together, so I'd assume that you tear it out, and then it's sealed, and then you and your partner both look at it together and go, hey, let's try this nipple with a twist.
No. The Korn equation is anticipation plus creativity equals great sex. So there are 50, if you look at the book, there are 50 sealed envelopes
yes.
for her eyes only and 50 for her. his eyes only.
Oh, yes.
And one to the end.
Yes, now, yes.
Are you getting it?
I am getting it.
So whenever you want to suffice, you... So when you want to add anticipation, and that's what women live for. I mean, they live... A man with a plan will always win a lady's hand, right?
A man with a plan will not need his own hand, if you know what I'm saying.
As long as that man's not Bill Cosby.
That's true.
Because he had hell of a plan.
She's loving us.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Allegedly. Of course. Of course. Of course. So, Laura, I would then pull out. Let's say that that you and I are betrothed to each other, and we're in the bedroom together, and you've had a hard day at work trying to get your next book published, and I've been a good little houseboy cleaning up around our condominium. I would go, honey, what a day you've had. I've prepared dinner for you, but before we do that, I've given us some time here, and I want to try number 77. The bedroom boss. So then I would rip this out, okay, right?
Well, okay, no. You've got it all wrong.
Damn it.
Oh, you just ripped it.
Uh-oh, quick, tell me what to do to put it back together.
We have to do it right now. What does it say?
No, that's like a guy. You, like, rip out it and you want to do it right then and there. No.
Oh.
You get together and you do this book maybe once a week, once every couple of weeks. You rip out a sealed envelope, both of you do. Let's say, I was really surprised you didn't mention coming out of the break number 20. Because we are talking on the bone, right?
We are definitely talking on the bone.
Mm-hmm. Did you not check out a for his eyes only sealed envelope? It's number 20 called Bad to the Boner.
That word makes me giggle. There it is right there. For his eyes only, Bad to the Boner.
Rip it out.
Okay, I'm going to rip out the boner.
Right. Okay, but but here's the thing. You rip that page out way, like a day or two before the big event.
Okay.
That way she has something to anticipate. And some of these seductions will require some planning.
She
some
can
of
prepare.
Them you can do right away.
Right. Right. She can prepare. She can, like,
get herself together.
Make sure she's all presentable now.
Mentally
there.
Ready, too.
Yes.
Exactly. So half of the equation is to give her something to look forward to. So she knows you're working behind the scenes to surprise her. And that is romance. And that's foreplay for a woman. She knows you're preparing something. And now, I've made it so much easier because, you know, guys don't buy books for the most part. But you can see this isn't like a normal book. You don't read the book.
Right.
You literally, you rip it out,
okay.
You read it, and you plan it. You do it. And the app, now you can turn her on in the palm of your hand.
Oh, goodness. Great. Well, that's where I've been turning myself on. Okay, so I'm planning ahead here, and you and I, a couple of days before we're going to be doing this Bad to the Boner, I'm going to make you anticipate my boner. I'm going to go, okay. Mm-hmm. Number 20, Bad to the Boner. Ingredients, one badass mother... Oh.
Okay.
One badass mother flower. I assume in this scenario, that's me.
Mm-hmm.
Number one night with no distractions, take care of kids, dinner, bath, clean sheets.
Check.
That's going to require a little bit of anticipation. And then a free bonus, e-tease her at 101nights.com, which I assume is your website, / bad to the boner. You include a quote, which is great. They are the men of our dreams. The word bad doesn't even begin to describe their wicked ways. With just a look, they can jumpstart our deepest desires. So paraphrase for me about what I'm looking at here in the bad to the boner scenario, my dear Laura.
Well, you're just going to be bad to the boner. You're not going to ask questions. You're not going to say, can I kiss you? Can we have sex? You're going to get her up against the wall, and you're going to take her.
Oh, I love this. Now, does it have to be someone I know? All right. She wants a bad boy. You know she does. And since the publication of the best-selling book, 50 Shades of Grey, she wants one even more. Oh, I love what's happening here. Oh. Check this out, Seth. On the night when you finally get to be really bad, you need to be really good first. That means eliminating the things that distract her. Bring home a nice dinner, take care of the kids, and put clean sheets on the bed. Give her a chance to relax in a hot bath and let voicemail do its job for the rest of the night. So no cell phone, right, Laura?
Right. Sounds good. Wow, I love this. Go ahead.
Thank you. All right, good.
I'll throw that cell phone right in the tub.
That's right. I'll throw it away. Well, what are you wearing right now, Laura?
I'm wearing leopard pants that are bell bottoms and a black top and no bra.
Oh my God, I'm wearing no bra and a black push-up top and leopard pants. Part of that's true. God, that's sexy.
I got dressed up for the threesome.
Oh, my
God. I've always wanted a threesome.
Oh, well, here we are. Two dudes or two girls, just out of curiosity?
Really, if we're honest, it's got to be two women.
Okay, good.
That's night 102.
That's the Eiffel Tower night.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as she starts getting ready for bed, it's showtime. Be direct. Grab her as she's putting on her robe. Push her up against the wall. Kiss her hard and tell her exactly what you intend to do to her. Then carry her over to the bed. Throw her down and yank her panties off.
Oh. Yank it.
As fast as you can. If she says no, ignore it. Take her against her will. No, I made that last part up.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I can't say some of this. Start with your tongue, but don't something just yet. Women appreciate the incredible difference between the feel of your mouth and something else, so give her some of both. Word pump comes into play.
Okay.
Switch back comes into play. Then kick it up a notch. Here we go. Who's ready? You ready, Laura? You ready, my leopardess little black top, no bra lady?
Yes. I am so ready.
Kick it up a notch. Climb on top. Grab her wrists, pinning them to the pillow above her head. A simple move, sure, but right now it's like throwing gasoline on a fire. Keep feeding her fantasy by being totally dominant. Pull her across the sheets. Roll her over. Let her feel your weight and your strength. Don't worry about being fair. Not tonight. She's getting exactly what she wants because you're taking what you want. You like that, don't you, Laura?
I do. Yes, sir.
Don't call me sir. Call me daddy.
Daddy.
Oh, man. I just got electricity up my spine. This is great. This is just number 20 in 101 Nights of Great Sex, the phenomenal book by Laura Korn. Laura, you're a really great guest. I think we spoke to you several years ago when we did our Morning X show and we did a real sex segment. I remember being quite taken with you then, and I still am. And I salute you for this book to keep the spark alive with couples. And wait a minute, hold on. Girls Will Be Boys. What's this all about?
Oh, that's different there.
Do you remember Girls Will Be Boys off the top of your head? Because this intrigues me.
I do. It's based on a very famous Sex in the City episode. Woman will when they open that up. But, you know, my favorite is number two, for her eyes only, the Velvet Tongue.
The Velvet Tongue.
That's probably my... Uh-huh. That actually made David Letterman.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yes, Heather Locklear was on David Letterman talking about that famous seduction,
so
the Velvet Tongue.
You have inspired sexual exploits of not just Gwyneth Paltrow, but Heather Locklear as well, two of my very favorite women on the planet.
Yes. Yes, I, you know, I mean, there's 2 million couples that are, you know, using the book. And now I think I've created absolutely a game changer. The app is, no one's ever done an interactive sex app that actually sets up dates with your partner and you get invitations, you set a date, you tease each other, and it's a phenomenal mobile app. Really, it's a seduction toolkit that fits in the palm of your hand.
Now, Seth, this is right up your alley because you like to plan things out with your wife.
You know my alley very well.
And you've got sex planned in the shower tonight with your wife.
Okay.
You plan it?
He planned it.
Oh, wait. Do you? Oh, you have to rip out number 14. It's called Make Her Tremble.
Make Her Tremble, okay. Number 14.
And it involves a shower, cotton gauze, and ice cubes.
All right. Not Ice Cube, the rapper and actor, of course, but actual frozen cubes of ice. I would assume.
That'd kick it up a notch.
Ice Cube would kick it up a notch. Hey, I'm O'Shea Jackson. I'm here to join your sex party.
And we're going
to
get clean.
Seth, would you please open up the number
14? I'm going to open it up later.
No,
I can't do it now. I got to save it.
No, anticipation is part of the seduction, and maybe your wife is listening right now. Tell me about number 14, Seth.
Oh, that's right. And all you have to do is gift her the app and then hit do it. And then Make Her Tremble will end up on her phone.
Oh, I like this.
Start trembling.
Oh, my God. So you can actually seduce someone using a mobile application.
Exactly.
Oh, I love what's happening here.
Action equals attraction.
How do people find your app, Laura Korn?
They find it at Apple or Google Play and 101 Nights of Great Sex on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or at your favorite adult boutique.
Spectacular. Seth, read me some of the number 14.
I'll just give you a little bit of a taste.
Give me a taste.
It says, I dare you to take your sweet.
You know, I would like to.
What would you like to do?
Your seduction IQ. Kevin, Seth, Drew.
Seduction IQ. Okay, now we're talking.
How creative.
All right.
I would like to see how creative you are in the bedroom.
Hit
me. You ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay, number 25, it's a for his eyes only seduction. It's called She's Out of Control.
Yes.
Here are the ingredients.
Okay.
All right, you tell me how you would use these ingredients to turn a woman on. All ready?
All right.
A blindfold.
Blindfold.
A wooden hanger.
Wooden hanger.
And a pillow.
And a pillow.
What is inside the envelope?
Several candles, hot music, one long silk scarf, one remote control vibrator.
Oh,
one...
you can't cheat.
Oh.
You're cheating.
Oh, sorry. I totally, see, that's my IQ. The only way I'm going to get a clue onto what seduces a woman is to cheat. So that probably lets you know my sexual IQ is very, very low, Laura. You're dealing with a sexual idiot here.
Okay, so guys, do all three of you have plans for Valentine's Day, yes or no?
Making plans.
Seth, do you have plans?
Okay.
I'm halfway there.
I am having group sex with Rosie Palm and her five sisters. Yeah, you like that. Killing Laura Korn. We are speaking with Laura Korn. She is the author of 101 Nights of Great Sex. She is on the Twitter machine, and just followed her. She is Laura Korn 101. She is a New York Times bestselling author. These are phenomenal tips. Laura, you're always a delight to speak to. Thank you so much. And 101nights.com is the website. We look forward to speaking with you again around next Valentine's Day or so.
Oh, I hope it's not that long. I hope you don't keep me waiting that long.
I got to make you want it, baby.
I'm your seduction babe. Anytime you want some seduction advice, you know who to call, don't you?
Not Ghostbusters, but you. You take it easy, Laura. We'll talk to you soon.
Seth literally just ran out of the room.